Well, I'm standing on the 24th floor of Tower 42 in the City of London, looking out over the Thames. I can see Tate Modern, I can see the London Eye, I can see St. Paul's. I just had a fantastic lunch, courtesy of Gary Rowe's restaurant, and I'm standing with Phil Dunkelberger from PGP Corporation, who very kindly has paid for my lunch because he wanted to talk to me about a new report they've just put out, they've just published, which is the Ponemon report about data breaches in UK companies. And this is the third report there's been, Phil?
Yes, the third report.
And it shows a really interesting trend in how UK companies are thinking about the cost of data breaches, about what they do about encryption. And so I thought I'd grab Phil just for a couple of minutes after lunch to ask, what are the headline findings in the report?
Well, the headline findings are that 70% of the UK organizations have been hit by at least one data breach. And many of them are experiencing multiple data breaches, and that's on the rise. And what we're finding is that people without a strategy for dealing with data in its entirety are really more susceptible to multiple data breaches, which of course drive their costs up, which of course in turn gets passed on to their consumers and their supply chains.
Now here in the UK, we're used to hearing about these breaches as coming from government. You know, sort of every government department seems to be leaking all over the place. Are you finding that government is the worst offender here?
When we call it the worst offender, I think we've got to put it in relative terms. Government collects more data than anybody and probably transacts more on data. But they were the leader for a number of breaches, averaging almost 5, followed by financial services, another group that collects a lot of data to be able to transact and also has to deal with it quite a bit. And both of these are targets because of the amount of data they collect, that they would be a target for data breach opportunities by both people internally losing the data, people externally trying to intercept or steal the data.
And you talked about internal or external. Where is this happening? Is it people inside the organization who are being sloppy, or are people being sort of hacked into from outside?
Well, interestingly enough, for roughly the last 9 years, the CSI FBI study on data breach, it's probably the longest standing study, has shown that on average, 5 data breaches happen out of 10 internally, meaning people are seeing and leaking data that they shouldn't be doing, and 5 come externally. So out of the 50% roughly every year comes from internal or somebody trying to hack you.
That's really quite depressing to think that within large organizations they don't have the policies in place. Is it that they don't train people properly? Is it that their systems are poor? Is it that they don't have the right software? What's happening inside organizations?
Well, I think that it's a compelling thought that with the rise of the cost of data breaches, they've gone up every year in the 5 years that we've done the surveys around the world for what the true costs are, and the large amount of customer churn that goes on, you would think people would be more cognizant of that. I think it's a variety of factors. I think it's the complexity of trying to solve the problem. I think it's the fact that people are more mobile and devices are smaller. You're interviewing me on a handheld phone currently that is being used as an interview tool. Given that is another opportunity for data to be sprung free from what used to be an old fortress-like mentality. I think people are slow to realize how much new technology is affecting and augmenting the ability for people to steal and transact on data.
And lastly, sort of, what are we going to do about it? I mean, are we just going to have to face up to this as being the reality that all my personal data is out there and leaking, or can organizations do something?
Well, I think that they can do something. I think, first of all, if you're a large organization, you've got to focus on training your users, classifying and knowing which data is important, what intellectual property is important. I think if you're a home user, you've got to buy a shredder, starting out with low tech and moving to high tech. Keep your systems patched, and above all, keep your data secure in files that are encrypted, whether that's in a large organization or at home.
That's brilliant. Thanks so much for your time, Phil. It's good to see you.
Good to see you. Thank you.